Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's going on, y'all? It's Mike Styles, and I'm back with another episode of the Mike Styles Experience. Make sure that you download and share this from whatever platform that you use to get your podcast on. I appreciate it. And thanks for taking the time to check me out. So, I recently turned 40 at the end of last month. And I was thinking about how much has changed and how I've changed in the process. And I got the usual question that I think we kind of always get, and that was, how does it feel to turn 40, or how does it feel to be 40? And honestly, I mean, I don't feel any different, you know, but I do know that I'm not the same, and I don't think any of us are the same. And, you know, as we get older, I think that we're always in this constant state of change. And with that, it comes a lot of reflection, a lot of self-reflection. And I wanted to kind of share some things that I've learned since turning 40, and just kind of looking back and just reflecting on a lot of different things. And so one of the first things that I've learned is to not compare myself to others, because it's just easy. I don't know. It's just so easy to just look at, you know, look over at what so-and-so is doing and say, oh, well, they got the best life, or they got it all together. And when we do that, I don't think that we ever see the full picture. Because we don't fully know what's going on with other people. You know, everything might look good on the surface, but we really don't know what's going on. And so I find it best to just kind of stay in my lane and just focus, you know, on self and the things that I've got going on versus comparing myself to others, you know, because when you compare, I think that you allow it to kind of steal satisfaction from your own life. Because there's always going to be somebody with, you know, something better, or I don't know, something newer than what we got going on. So why fall into that trap of, you know, trying to keep up with them by making comparisons and just comparing your life to somebody else's? Now, the next thing that I've learned is that self-care isn't selfish. Because you can't care for others if you don't care for yourself first. And as selfish as it may be, it's really not. You know what I mean? Because we can often forget about ourselves because we get so busy trying to make sure that everybody else around us is taken care of. And I think that sometimes we just need to engage with ourselves in order to refuel so that we can better function in our lives. You know what I mean? So, and I don't know, man, it's just one of those things where I started thinking, you know, it's better to, you know, focus on your priorities rather than somebody else's. You know what I mean? And I think that we can all use a bit of self-care, you know, giving ourselves time to focus on things like our personal goals and, you know, the things that we want to work on. I think that's the ultimate level of self-care. And it could be maybe 30 minutes or a few hours a day, but whatever time that you need, make sure that you get it in. So self-care isn't selfish. Number three, be your biggest fan. Because if you can't root for yourself, then don't expect anybody else to root for you. I mean, really think about that. When was the last time that you cheered yourself on? And we probably don't remember. I know I don't. But I'm sure that we can remember the last time that we beat ourselves up over a mistake, bad choice, or past failure. So just like we're our own biggest critics, we have to become our own biggest fans. Recognize your success and celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how big or small. Don't dismiss them. And there's nothing arrogant about it, because ultimately it's your life and you're only competing against yourself. You know, you get to set the standards for your life and you determine the results. Now, here's something else that I've learned, and this is a bit of a personal one, really, from just experience, my personal experience. And that is that there's more to life than just work. Whether you're working a 9-to-5 or you're working on your own business, that's not all your life should be about. I mean, work is important, but I don't think it's the sole reason for our existence. And so I think we have to refuse to allow a business or work to take over other areas of our lives, because sometimes what we do is we allow our work and our business to make us like neglect our self-care, family, and friends. And I don't think that any amount of work or business is worth it, because the people that you have in your corner, they're going to be the ones who will be there for you in the end. If they're really in your corner, you know, they're going to be there. They're going to be around. Now, another thing that I've learned is that we must practice gratitude daily, because things could be a hell of a lot worse than what we think. Whenever I start to get down about certain shit, I have to remind myself that it's not as bad as I'm making it out to be. And so when we reflect on things in our lives, man, we'll see that we have to be more grateful for not only the things that we have, but also we have to be grateful for the people that we have in our lives, because there's just so many people out there who don't have anybody that they can lean on for support and guidance in their lives. And I think about, you know, people who, like, for example, who don't have a place to stay, they don't have food to eat. And my problems, or what I think my problems are, they're small in comparison to the people who don't have those things that I mentioned. So when we start to complain, we have to be mindful of those things. You know, you might not have this, you might not have that, but instead of focusing on what you don't have, focus on what you do have, like the people that support you. If you got a roof over your head, you got clothes on your back, you got food on the table, you know, those are the things that I'm saying just be grateful for, because it could be a lot worse. Now, I talk so much about, you know, how our time is limited, which I think is true. But I've also learned that there's only the here and now. And what I mean is that the past is gone. And with the future, that's something that hasn't arrived yet, and it may never arrive. So I think that we should try our best to remain in the present as much as possible, the here and now. Not saying that you have to forget about the past, because the past is something that we kind of learn from, and you know, we learn from it and we move on to the present, or move back to the present. And with the future, you know, I don't think that we can allow ourselves to be focused so much on the future to where we're consumed by it that we're not living in the present, because we're looking past, you know, the moment that we're in, because we're so like focused on the future that we forget that we have a life to live, and the past, not the past, but the future hasn't arrived yet. You see, I look at it like, you know, we're trying to jump from the past and just step right into the future by bypassing the present, you know? So like I said, we learn from the past, but we're always connected to the present, the exact time and moment that we're in, while keeping an eye on the future, but still being connected to the present. So hopefully that makes sense. And finally, the last thing that I've learned after turning 40 is that you have to make more time for the things and the people that you like and love. And see, this one for me, it's kind of connected to, you know, the whole thing where there's more to life than just work. But whatever it is that brings you joy, happiness and peace into your soul, do it and do it now. And just let go of whatever doesn't bring you closer to those things. You know, looking back at things, you know, when we look back at things and we start to wish, you know, we might wish that, oh, well, I wish I could kind of go back and just change that. But you can't. And when you start to wish, it's too late at that point. You know, we always talk about not having the time, or the one big thing that I hear a lot is that, well, I don't have the money to do the things that I want or the things that I enjoy. But keep in mind that time waits for no one. You can keep putting things off and time will just keep on going like it's always done. And I know people out there, I mean, I know everybody's got to make a living, you know, they got to take care of their families and, you know, everything like that. But, you know, don't get so busy trying to make a living that you forget about life. Don't forget about living life, right? And, you know, whatever time that you have and whatever amount of money that you have, big or small, find a way to do more of the things that you like, enjoy, and love. So that's it, man. Just something that I had on my mind where, you know, just kind of like in a deep reflection, like, you know, because I wasn't really thinking about turning 40 until somebody like mentioned it, and it was like, or somebody asked like, how does it feel? But again, I mean, I don't feel different, but I do know that, you know, I've changed. You know, I don't think that any of us are the same. I don't think like any of us are the same maybe 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like the person we were 5 years ago, you know, we're a different person now, you know. But I do recognize that change, and it was just something that when I was asked about it, it made me kind of go into this like deep reflection and just kind of think about all the shit that I've been through and just a lot of my different experiences, man. You know, so, but again, thanks for taking the time to check me out and just let me kind of share my thoughts and just share what I was kind of reflecting on. But as always, man, stay safe, take care of each other, take care of yourselves. Peace, y'all.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.